Okay, today's daf is daf Chof Gimel. We're going to do it rapidly because it's Erev Pesach. We need to bring our Korban Pesach very soon. Get ready. We're holding on daf Chof Beit Amud Beit. Tan Rabbanan, Chacham Shemeit Beit Midrasho Batel. Av Beit Din Shemeit Kol Batim Midrasho Shebeiro Batelim. We learned yesterday that there's a special din of Avelut on a Talmud Chacham, or a Chacham who's responsible in the city, or an Av based in a Nasi. And there's also, so here it's telling us that if the Chacham, who is the one who paskins locally, and he's the one that everyone comes to for Hayra and for guidance on what to do in the city, so the entire Beit HaMidrash that he is in charge of should be batel. As a machlokas we showed you, but the bitul is simply in order to be available for Hesvedim and not to become involved in other things, or whether there's an actual din of Avelut on them so that they're acting out Avelut. Did you bring any plastic cover? We're not going to be able to do anything. Right. Av Beit Din Shemeit, if it's the Av Beit Din, so then Kol Batei Midrashot Shebeiro Beteilim, since everybody is Mechuyev and Hesped, so all of the Beit HaMidrashot in the entire cities, because they're all dependent on him, or Batel, V'nichlasim LeBeit HaKneset, U'mishanin Et Mekumam, they come into the Beit HaKneset, and there everybody changes their places, HaYoshvim B'Tzafon, Yoshvim B'Darom, HaYoshvim B'Darom, Yoshvim B'Tzafon, in order to indicate that nobody feels themselves to have a real place in life in a Mokom of Chashivas. If you're not being shatak in the daf, you're just waiting for the seam, maybe you could bring it by, put it on my account, buy some tablecloths instead of throwaways. They come in batches of six, so we'll be able to. Okay, thanks. Nasi Shemate. As we saw earlier, Nasi, everybody has an actual din of Avelut, and over there, Batei Midrashot Kulam Betelim, and they're all considered to be Avelim, and therefore, Bnei HaKnesset, Nechassim LeBeit HaKnesset, this is even on Shabbat. If it's on Shabbat, even on Shabbat, there's no minyan, except for Kriyat HaTorah. So Kurim Shiv'a V'yotzim. Everybody davens separately in their homes, but just for Kriyat HaTorah they get together to read. Reb Yeshua ben Korcha Omer, that doesn't mean Lo She'elchu V'teyelu B'shuk, Elo Yoshvim V'domim. This doesn't mean they should go out and they're free to walk around and talk and chatter and have a nice walk. It means you sit down in the house and they're quiet. Ve'in Omrim Shmua V'agada B'Beit HaAvel. Nor does one say in the house of an Avel any type of limud at all, even to say over simply halacha psuka, or something that one heard, or even the Divrei Agada. Now here there's a machlokas as to whether this is an extension of the previous halacha, and that this is, applies only in a case where it's the Av Beit Din or the Nasi that were nifter, or whether this is halacha across the board. Now the truth is that the Rambam paskins that it's across the board, and la halacha it's across the board, in which case the minhag to say Divrei Torah in the house of an Avel makes absolutely no sense, because it says here it's usher to speak any Divrei Torah in the house of an Avel. And indeed, there's a lot of discussion. How is it? It's another one of these things that evolved against the halacha in the time of Avelut. How did this evolve? So again, there's limud zchus. Some learned that there's semech people were semech on the shita that this was only said for the nasi in the Av Beit Din. But the halacha, it's brought to make sure that if one is going to do this, that then the Avel shouldn't be in the room, and even if he's in the room, he should be left to the side, and they certainly shouldn't be talking to the Yovel. There's absolutely no heter to be saying over Divrei Torah, even in front of the Yovel. Of course, he came to the Yovel himself. Should not be learned at all. But if they're going to be learned, it certainly should not be learned in the presence of the Yovel. Even in the presence of the Yovel, certainly not the focus. The whole thing is again. Okay, that makes sense according to those who say that you can learn Dvarim that are Mutar on Tisha B'Av. We said earlier that there's a Machlokas, maybe there's really a Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, except there's only a Heter to learn those things, or maybe maybe there's some heter to learn those things. Others say, Bechlal, there's no heter. Why doesn't the Gemara bring it the way it brought it by Tishvav? What were you saying?
I was going to say about Mishnayos. Mm-hmm. I said, we're not supposed to do it at all.
Right, we're really not supposed to do it at all. But again, I mean, it's one of those things that the minute, I mean, if Lamaisa, we ended up being Seimech on the sheet of the Kula to learn, was it okay? Toner Rabbanan, Avel, some say also that they're Seimech on, even though we don't paskan on him, like him, Omra Lava, Rebbe Hanani Ben Gamliel, Shahaya Omer Shmua Vagada Bebeit Avel. So they say that Rebbe Hanani Ben Gamliel actually used to say Shmua Vagada Bebeit Avel, although there are some who learned that this was Afghan Shabbos, and it's a reference back to the Gemara that we had earlier, that we're talking about Korin Shiva as a reference to on Shabbat, and that's because Reb Hanani ben Gamliel paskins like the Shita later on, which we'll soon see, that there's bechlal no avelut, it's no heged b'Shabbat at all. So Tana Rabban, Avel Shabbat Rishona Eino Yotzei MiPetach Beito. The first Shabbat, this means the first week, according to Rashi, and according to some, it means literally on Shabbat. So he doesn't go out of his home. Shnia, the second week, Yotzei, but Eino Yoshev B'Mekomo, he doesn't sit in his normal place. Shlishit Yoshev B'Mekomo V'Eino Medaber. If he's rogel to speak in the Beit HaKnesset, so if he's sitting in his own place, he doesn't speak. Some say if he isn't sitting in his own place, then he can't. There is the combination of the two, of the normal chashivut and acting as if he's having a regular Shabbat. That's what's assumed. Revi'it areil kechol adam. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, that doesn't make any sense because lohutz chulavar Shabbat mishana lo yitzir petach beito. I mean, what's the point of saying during the shiva he doesn't go out? Obviously, he doesn't go out. The whole idea of the shiva is everybody's coming to him. What would be the meaning of mentioning that he doesn't go out? Ella, the way to read this is to add a week to the whole thing here, and Shnia, it should have said, the second week after the Shiva, even then any Yotzei Mipetach Beito, Shlishit Yotzei V'Eino Yoshev B'Mekomo, Revi'it Yoshev B'Mekomo V'Eino Medaber, and Chamishit Areyu Kichol Adam, and that's the correct way of learning it. So just add 1 week to each after the Shlishi. Toner Rabbanan Kol Shloshim Yom L'Nisuin. I think we'll leave questions for later, because we're really in a very, very big rush. Toner Rabbanan Kol Shloshim Yom L'Nisuin, it's 30 days to allow a remarriage, or rather a marriage for an avel, a remarriage where meta ishto, there it's asurli zay shacheret hashiavru alav shlosha regalim. Because of the fact that the Yom Tov is a time in which people generally think about family, and having lost a wife, he's thinking about his wife during that time, he's feeling sad and so on. We don't want him to be involved with another woman where the Yom Tov may come between them. He'll be sitting and thinking about his first wife, and maybe either because we don't like the idea of a man thinking about another woman when he's with a different woman. That's shnei deot bamitas, the Gemara puts it. You don't want two minds in a bed, so to speak, besides the man. But besides that, there's also the union of perhaps not feeling good about his current wife, because he's the comparison. So we want a sufficient time to go by for those comparisons to cease. So this is the normal case. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Regal Rishon Rishini Asur Shlishi Mutar. Rabbi Yehuda argues, it says, for the third regal, it's already mutar. You don't have to wait till afterwards. But, here's special cases. Im Ein Lo Banim. Because he has no children, so then Mutar Lisama Alta Mishon Dikul Piri of Arivia. Over there, he's allowed to marry right away. Now, what the explanation is of right away is a Machlokas Rishonim. We spoke earlier about the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, who says that even after Shiva, Betong Shloshim, it's mutar Lisa Isha right away, and that's how he learns the Gemara earlier that spoke about the immediate remarriage was during Shloshim. So Tosfos points out there, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that works out very well, that it was B'toch Shloshim. The other Shitas that hold it's only after Shloshim will have to learn that piece of Gemara like the next piece, which is that Hinicha lo banim ktanim, if his wife had left him with young orphans and he has no one to take care of them. So then Mutar Lisa la'alter b'pnei parnasatan, in order to take care of the children, there everybody is made that he's allowed to remarry during the Shloshim. And that perhaps was the discussion in the Gemara earlier. So it's no absolute proof to the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. In fact, there was a Maaseh Shemeita Ishto Shel Yosef HaKohen. The Amar La'achota beBeit HaKfarot, they were in the Beit HaKfarot burying the maid, and he told his sister-in-law, L'chi ufardasi et b'nei achotech, go take care of your sister's children, hinting to her that, in other words, I'm taking you, I'm going to take you as a wife.
wife.
V'afalpiken, although he did actually, obviously shouldn't live in his house with him unless they were married, afalpiken lo ba'alea ela lizman meruba, even so, he didn't consummate the marriage for a long time. What do you mean a long time? By lizman meruba? Waited till after Shloshim. Some ask, but even is this seems to violate the Shita's hold that during Shiva Gufa, it's also, it was only after Shiva. I mean, what is La'alter over here is supposed to mean? Is that Mamish immediately? So some say that the case over here was, there's another Gemara that says that his wife died Erev Yontif, so in which case it was Batlug's Erev Shiva. So then it works out, because by that time already was right before Yontif. So he had that minute to sit Shiva for a moment at the Beit HaKvarot. They were still in the Beit HaKvarot. And that's when he told her to go for Nisim, because it was already after the Zerah Shiva. But if Zerah Shiva becomes Batul, once there were 3 days, according to the Tana of the Mishnah, or even for a moment, according to us. According to us, make the Gemara works out all right. Doesn't necessarily mean that it was done during Shiva, technically. Huh? Yeah, no, he married Erev Yontif. But the Zerah is Batul immediately before Yontif. That's why it counts as Shiva. Tana Rabbanan, Kol Shloshim Yom Legihutz. The 30 days includes not wearing Begadim Meguhatzim. Now this, of course, in modern Hebrew, we use this to mean simply iron clothing. However, in the time of Chazal, Gihutz meant a complex cleaning process that actually questioned whether our cleaning is considered even to be good enough for Gihutz. And then afterwards, placing the begadim inside of a press, which was not just an ironer, but which was a solid press that kept the begadim, they looked mamish like new. So, all right, we'll see exactly how far we go in this. So, the Echad Kelim Chadashim, Echad Kelim Yeshanim Yatzim Mitoch HaMagesh, it would be prohibited for the other to wear brand new clothes or old clothes that were coming out of the press, which is, gives them a very fine look, and it's inappropriate for an Ovo to look as if he's ignoring his Avilut. Rebbe Omer, Lo Asra Elo Kelim Chadashim Bilvat. Which, according to Rebbe, Yishanim are never a problem, even after Gihutz. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Amar, Lo Asra Elo Kelim Chadashim Levanim Bilvat. Not only that, but even colored clothing are not Asra, even if they're brand new, are not Asra for Novel, because they don't have that same sense of perfection and cleanliness and making him feel like life is good. If he's wearing something that doesn't show dirt, that doesn't mean it's clean. If something that's beautiful and white, it's the opposite of the sense of filth and horror that he feels, that he can't wear. Abaya indeed was nafik begarda de sarbala to Rebbe, relying on Rebbe Shita that only kelim chadashim were asr. So he went out wearing a garda de sarbala. The pashtus, the correct meaning of this sarbala, of course, is like a coat, a jacket, we call it a smoking jacket. And garda would be loshna megurad, many say. In other words, the way that they used to clean begadim, not having dry cleaners, is that they would scrape it and rake it clean and then press it. And he went out with that, like Rebbe said, that it's only us if it's brand new. And Rava actually went out with a brand new chimutzta rumita sumakta, brand new red Roman robe, chadati. And that was because he was relying on Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon, that there's only an Isser on Kelim Levanim Chadashim. So that these are very big kulas. It's interesting that the halacha we actually pass in the kulas, but the minag is not to rely on the psak halacha. Here's the opposite. With the halacha paskins the kula, and that it would be mutter for the other to actually wear these things, but to rely on this. And always halacha kedivrei hamekel the other. Beva. But it became the minag to be machmir. And the Ramah says it's a good minute to be machmir, but I mean, it doesn't mean to be machmir. And that's how it developed. Chaim, come in. That's how it developed. That we have the minag that somebody else wears the begadim briefly, and then that's sufficient. It's a shah, but of course the place can explain, doesn't mean literally for an hour. I mean, somebody puts on the begad for a few minutes, and then, because after all, people look at that as we're trying to undermine but actually, the other way around. The psak is that it was mutter anyway, particularly according to those who learned that our types of kivus doesn't even have a din of giyutz anyway. So for sure there's no problem. But anyway, I mean, the colored begadim, certainly begadim that don't have the chashivas of the levanim chadashim, so we're machmer. So okay, if you want to be machmer, it says the Rambam, be machmer. But if somebody else wears it, then already it certainly doesn't have that same chashivas. Mipnei shamru, continues the mission, mipnei shamru shabbat ola, ve'inam afsek. So the Shabbat counts towards the Shiva. and it doesn't interrupt. Now there's a machlokus between the Bnei Yehuda and Bnei Gelila. These are not the name of football teams. These are, maybe today they are, but, but this is a reference to the Minhagim of Mokar. So the machlokus between Bnei Yehuda and Bnei Gelila about what the din is on Shabbat itself. Are there any elements of Avilut that are knowing on Shabbat? Hani Amre, Yesh Avilut b'Shabbat, v'hani Amre en Avilut b'Shabbat. So over here, the Bnei Yehuda hold there's no Avilut b'Shabbat at all. We said earlier that that could be, that that was the Sherish of the Psak of Hanani ben Gamliel. He was only talking about staying b'Beit Avil Divrei Torah on Shabbat, not all week long. So therefore, to rely on him is not such a, not 100%. So what would the we'll see the nafkamina would be certainly not public things. There's no avilut b'Shabbat, but the question is whether marital relations would be mutar on Shabbat. So the Shabbat sinah, is that considered to be knowing on Shabbat or not? So mandi omar yesh avilut b'Shabbat. Those who say that there is a din of avilut, so the Mishnah says ola. Shabbat is ola. Shabbat is ola. It means that it counts towards the avilut itself because it's part of the avilut. That's at some small way. I mean, if it wouldn't be part of it, so then it should simply say lo noig ba'avilut, but in a mafsik, and that's enough. But to say that it's ola, how is it ola unless there's something that has actual avilut in it? Whereas mandi omer ein avilut b'Shabbat, what would be the point of saying then eina mafsik? If you're telling me ein avilut b'Shabbat, since it says eina mafsik, it doesn't break the Shabbat. Let me ask you something. If on Shabbat itself there was Avelut, so you have to tell me that it's not Matzi the Avelut? It's not even strong enough to prevent Avelut on itself. It's not going to cancel the Avelut. It makes no sense. If you're telling me that there are in Yonim in which it's actually no egg at all, then you have to, maybe you would think that it actually breaks. No, Kamash Malan, that it doesn't break it. But if you're telling me it itself is a day of Avelut, of course it's not going to be Matzi. So if Sukkim, you boy, but it says Ola. I mean, what does that mean? Ola, that it counts because it has Avilut? No. That's just, we're borrowing that term because we want to keep the Mishnah parallel. Look, in the Seifa, doesn't it say Einam Olim, Lagabi, the other days that don't count towards the Avilut? It says Einam Olim. So therefore, when Shabbat, where it does count, Tanaresha Ola. So what would be the point if you hold there is Avelut? What's the point of saying Einam Afseket? Again, only to keep the Mishnah parallel. Since in the end of the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah says Mafsikin on the Yomim Tovim, that it actually cancels the Avelut. So it says in the Resha Einam Afseket, even though it's obvious if there's actual Avelut, even in some small Indian on Shabbat, then certainly it's not going to be Mafsik. That's true. Lema Ketanoi. It would appear that this issue in the way in which Bnei Gelila and Bnei Yehuda are noyeg is actually a machlokes tanoim. It says here, Mishemeto mutalafana, ochel bebayit acher. Someone who is an onen, not to be confused with avilut, but right now the Gemara is not clearly discriminating. So someone who is an onen, meaning that he has now the burden of kfura upon him and the mate is actually with him now and requires burial, he can't eat in the same house, meaning the same room as the mate. So ochel bebayit acher, he has to go into a different room to eat. In lo bayit acher, if he doesn't have a different room, ochel bebeit chaverov, let him go into a friend's house. In lo bayit chaverov, there's nowhere to go. Selim mechitza asarat vachim. Let him build a small mechitza, put a bookshelf there in between himself and the mate. In lo davar lasot mechitza, if he doesn't even have availability of material to make a mechitza, machzir panav, he should turn away from the mate, face the wall, v'ochel, and eat. However it is that he's eating, in lo mos besav ve'ochel, he doesn't eat in the fashion of tonight's meal of Hasava, which is the derech of someone who is in a good state, in a state of happiness and freedom. Ve'ino ochel basar, ve'ino shote yayin. There's no achilat basar, there's no drinking of wine. Ve'in mivarer, ve'in mizamein, ve'in mivarchin alav, ve'in mizamnim alav. He himself does not make a brocha Kata to be motzi someone else. He cannot be mitzaref to a zimut. We don't include him. We don't make a bracha for him for him to say amen. We don't include him in a mizum. Tosfos says this comes to say that we shouldn't make a zimun at all, which is lit, to make sure there's no zimun. And he's patur mikriyat shma, minatvilah, minatvilin, umikom mitzvot amurat batorah. Whereas, when it comes to Shabbos, ubi Shabbat may save the ochel. On Shabbat, he sits the way he would normally sit, leaning on his Roman couch, and he eats basar, and he drinks wine, umivorech, umizamin, umivorech, umizamin alav, v'chayav, bikriyat shma, b'tvilah, b'tvilin, b'chom mitzvot amurat batorah. Shabbat, he has to do all of the mitzvot, to which Rav Gamliel responds, once you're telling me that, Rav Gamliel, I mean, if he's already acting as if there's no aninut, then he should be chayev in all mitzvot. What is he exactly hinting at? Now, the difference between the sheet of the Tanakhama and Rav Gamliel is whether there's an issue to avoid marital relations, or do we say, well, there's a mitzvah to be with his wife, so then he should be with his wife the same way that there's a mitzvah to bench. He should be benching. What's the difference between them? So it would appear, my love, it would appear that they're arguing in exactly the machloket of B'nei Galila, B'nei Yehuda. The Marzavar Yesh Avilut B'Shabbat. The Marzavar Ein Avilut B'Shabbat. It's an old machloket. What's this machloket have to do with that? Be mine. Dilma Ad Kan Lo Komer Tana Kama Atam Elam Shum Demeto Mutal Lefanav. Obviously, he's in a completely different state than an Avilut here. The man is in a position in which he has an actual member of the family who's dead in the house, and he needs to go and be kaver him after Shabbat. So he said, why would the Tana Kama necessarily say that on a normal Shabbat where the Kvura is over, now he's sitting Avilut, why would he say necessarily? I mean, maybe, but certainly it's not dependent on this machloket, that he would be Asur B'Tash Misha Mita. Now, with a normal Avel, no, maybe he would agree that there's no Avelut at all, even Dvarim Shibitzina. On the other hand, Rabbi Gamliel is saying, look, there is no formal state of a Chiyuv of Avelut on an Onen. The Onen is responding basically emotionally. The reason that he would be potur here from all of these things is because he's torud in a tiered of mitzvah. By the way, this is a very interesting Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, the overall assumption always is that aninut is a function of tirda in the mitzvah furah. Whereas in the Yerushalmi, the inyan of aninut is a fantastic insight, which is based on the idea of kol yemei chayecha. Kol yemei chayecha, says the Yerushalmi, while you're involved with life, that's when you have mitzvahs. When you're involved with death, you don't have mitzvahs. Amazing insight. So that it comes out tremendous nakaminas la'alacha, because all of the distinctions that we make in the Bavli about whether he's actually Torud, is the actual Kvura on him, how much Tirda is it, may not be Nogea, according to Yerushalmi. This is some of the person bring that it may be actually Nafmin Alaloch. But in any event, whatever it is, it certainly is not a Chiyav of Avilut. It's the Asek in death. So since on Shabbat there is no Asek in death, so maybe over there, Rabbi Gamliel says, so that there's Asek in life, which includes marital relations. But when there's a Din of Avilut, if the Din of Avilut applies on Shabbat at all and applies to Dvarim Shebetzina, then that's a halacha. It has nothing to do with his psychological state. And because of that, there's no way to compare the sugya of aninut to the sugya of avilut. Therefore, atkan lo kamar of gamliel hata, dakati lo chal avilut ale, aval hocha de chal avilut ale, maybe even Rav Gamliel would be made of. Then when it comes to an avil during Shabbat, hochinami, there would be an iser even of Dvarim Shebetzina. Pass it.